This house-sized vessel is known as AY-102. It's made of steel and concrete and buried underground to shield workers from high levels of radiation. It's full of hazardous radioactive sludge left over from plutonium production here. It was designed to last for about 40 years, and it's already had its 44th birthday. The tank is leaking into the space between its two holes in two spots. But Tom Fletcher, one of the top tank managers at Hanford, says it's not reaching the soil or groundwater.
I would say it's more like ketchup. This is not a water-like consistency material. It is moving very, very slow.
The double-shell tanks are supposed to hold the waste until Hanford's troubled waste treatment plant can be built. The Department of Energy is investigating this leaking tank along with six others like it. Hanford managers and Washington's Department of Ecology officials will meet this week to decide next steps. I'm Anna King in Richland.